98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The City of Oshkosh is asking area businesses to consider registering with UNA Open Bids. It's also known as Demand Star. This is an online marketplace that provides instant access and updates to city solicitations for bids, quotes, requests for proposals, and more. Oshkosh senior buyer Holly McGrady.
We are looking for vendors. You know, when we put our bids out, we want to receive bids. A great satisfaction when we do get eight bids or whatever the case may be. So we know we are reaching people.
McGrady said Demand Star has made her job easier.
I believe it makes it easier for everybody. And it's a great opportunity for both the city and the vendors.
McGrady said Demand Star's online process really streamlines things.
When I started many years ago, we were mailing out bids. You know, you'd have to get a hold of the vendor. Where should I mail it to? And hope that they would get it on time and get it to us on time because we have deadlines for all the quotes and bids and RFPs. And we were at a WAPP conference. And Demand Star showed up, and I was like, this is perfect for us.
Oshkosh businesses, contractors, and vendors can register for a free account at Demand Star to receive notifications from Oshkosh. See the story at WISS.FM for more information. We have an update for you on a story we started following in October when a Democratic candidate for the 6th Congressional District reported being jumped outside of his home in rural Washera County. We requested more records from the Washera County Sheriff's Office. They show that the deputies have no leads or suspects in the attack. Records show Marshall told deputies that he did not know who attacked him, but believed it may have been political in nature. He told WISS the same thing.
It may be a combination of the thing that I'm an openly gay man running as a candidate, but I think it has to be something dealing with political.
Marshall is one of seven candidates running in the Democratic primary to try to unseat incumbent Congressman Glenn Grothman. This week, the Finance Committee in Outagamie County will make a recommendation on whether the county will settle a federal liability lawsuit with the widower of a woman who died after jumping from a moving vehicle in which sheriff's deputies were transporting her. Fox 11 reports that Zee Yang was in the unlocked back seat of a minivan when she opened the door and jumped on May 30th, 2022. Documents as part of the Outagamie County Finance Committee agenda state that the settlement in the case has been reached for $400,000 to the widower, and the county will install a memorial bench in honor of Yang. If the Finance Committee recommends paying the settlement in tomorrow's meeting, the full county board will consider the resolution on January 13th. While Little Chute and Kimberly will continue to get police services from the Fox Valley Metro Police Department in 2026, Kimberly will begin contracting with the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office this year as it transitions. Fox 11 reports Kimberly will save $279,000 a year with the change in police services. A new program will help Wisconsinites test for STIs and HIV at home. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is partnering with Simple Health Kit to offer free at-home kits that test for chlamydia, gonorrhea, trichomoniasis, and give preliminary results for HIV and syphilis. The DHS said the goal is to help Wisconsin residents who may not live near a free testing site or who are reluctant to go in person. Wisconsin residents 18 or older can request free test kits through the Simple Health Kit website. Wisconsin finances are still in the black. Governor Evers says the state ended its fiscal year with a nearly $4 billion surplus. The rainy day fund also hit a record $2 billion, according to the state's annual financial report released last week. The state is paying down long-term debt and has maintained its AAA bond rating. Today's the last day to submit comments on a proposed federal rule changing the definition of the waters of the United States. The change was proposed in November after a Supreme Court decision found that the Clean Water Act only applies to permanent, standing, or continuously flowing bodies of water. Critics argue that the new rule removes protections from wetlands, ponds, streams, and other critical waterways and could put Midwest waters at risk. Search WOTUS on the EPA website to make a comment before the end of day today. Governor Tony Evers is eyeing February 17th for the date for his final State of the State address. His office says the date isn't set yet, as they're still working with lawmakers to confirm it. If it does happen on the 17th, it would be the latest in the year that Evers has ever given the State of the State address. Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers losing to the Vikings 16-3. Clayton Tune struggled at quarterback, completing just 6 of 11 passes with no touchdowns, and says that Jordan Love spoke to the team after the loss.
You know, just move past this one and get our minds ready for the playoffs, and we have an opportunity to do something special. And so he was just kind of refocusing everyone's mind and getting everyone prepared mentally for, you know, what we have ahead of us.
The Packers head to Chicago this Saturday to play the Bears in the first round of the playoffs. Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7 o'clock. College football. UW River Falls beat the defending champs North Central 24-14 to win their first ever Division III national championship. The game played last night at the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. NBA, the Bucks coast to a win over the Kings 115-98 to kick off their West Coast trip. Giannis with 37 points and 11 rebounds. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 34 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with a little light freezing drizzle possible. That's going to make roads a little slick overnight. Our low 29 tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.